Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Gittin, and we are up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Ches. Hamotzi Yisrael Misham Islandess. If a man divorces his wife because she's an islandess, or he thinks she's an islandess, it seems that she'll never be able to have children. She does not seem to be physically maturing. So when he divorces her, he says, "Look, this is not the kind of woman I want to be married to." So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yach. So Rabbi Yehuda says, even if they later find out that she was just a late bloomer and that she wasn't really an islandess and that she's able to have children, he's not allowed to remarry her because we're afraid that he's going to say, "Oh, had I known that she was an islandess, I never would have divorced her," and that would mean that the whole get was betaus, and anyone that she subsequently married was an act of adultery, and all the children that she had from the marriage are in fact mamzerim. So that would be terrible. So we say you have no motivation to say that you only divorced her because you thought she was an islandess, since you're not going to be able to get her back anyway. The chum say he can remarry her because the husband can't is never going to be able to say that the get was not a valid get. He only said he's divorcing her because he thinks she's an islandess. He did not say that he's and if she's not an islandess, then I'm not divorcing her. Then the get is not a good get. And the chacham hold he needed tanai kofel, any tanai that's not good tanai b'nei god b'nei ruvein is eno tanai. So the gemara explains that man chachamim Rabbi Meir. That's what the Bartanur points out. That the gemara explains where that the chacham over here assume like the sheet of Rabbi Meir that you always need a Tanai Kafel, and whenever it's not a Tanai Kafel, then the Tanai is not binding. So the fact that he mentioned that she's an islandess is complete at the time of the get is completely irrelevant to the Chachamim. Now, Nisei's La'achar V'ahila Banam Hemenu, if she got remarried to somebody else, and then she had children from that second husband, V'hito Vas Ksubasa, and she wants her Ksuba from her first husband, because she said, "The only reason I didn't collect my Ksuba the first time is because you thought I was an islandess, and therefore I wasn't entitled to a ksuba." Turns out I wasn't an islandess. I was entitled to a ksuba. Am Rabbi Yehuda Omer La Shtikusich Yafalich Miduburich. We tell her, "Listen, you may want to keep quiet about this, because if you make it clear that the husband only divorced you because he thought you were an islandess, it's going to turn out that the get was betotus, and then all your children are mamzerim, and that you've been committing adultery with your new husband. So maybe don't mention that." So we're going to tell her that coming with that taina in order to collect the ksuba is actually going to be a very self-defeating taina. On to Mishnah Tess. Hamocher es atzmo ves banav l'gayv. A person sells himself and his children to a guy as slaves. Ain poda nilso. We're not poda him from the guy because we don't want people to go around doing this, to sell themselves and their children, knowing that the community is just going to bail them out. The Gemara explains that this is the Bartanur over here points out that it's not on the first time it happens. V'husha ragil b'kach kigon shemachar v'shana v'shilesh. It's a situation where he does this all the time. But after the father dies, then we'll be poda the children, because in the end of the day, the children did nothing wrong. We're just concerned that the father's going to keep on doing this. Once the father's dead, there's no concern that we'll keep on doing this. Now, we do want to be poda the children, because Rashi writes in Gittin Daf Mem Zayin, because we don't want them to get mixed in with the Ovdei Kochavim and to learn from the Ovdei Kochavim. But while the father was alive, we don't have to worry so much about that, because the father will protect them. Hamochres Adehu Lugu. If a person sells his field to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, lokeach umevi menu bikurim, the guy who sold the field can buy the fields, the fruit, the first fruits that come from the field of the zayin minim, at least that are chayvin bikurim, and he should pay exorbitantly for that in order to bring it to Yerushalayim as to fulfill the mitzvah of bikurim. So mipnei tikkun ha'olam, and that's also an account of tikkun ha'olam. Meaning the mitzvah of bikurim doesn't apply when a non-Jew grew fruit in his field. But the Chacham said that a guy who sold his field has to bring the bikurim in order to get Jews not to sell fields in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. The idea is that there's an isser of lo sechanim. It's one of the surim in the Torah that you're not allowed to sell. Lo sechanim means three different things, but one of the things that it means is that you're not allowed to give chaniya bekarka. You're not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Ches, we learned that if someone divorces his wife on the account of the fact that she's an islandess, Rabbi Yehuda says he cannot remarry her, so that he won't come and claim that he only divorced her. I'll deny that she's an islandess and that the divorce was invalid. And the Chum say that he can remarry her because it wasn't a Tanai Kofel anyway. If she got remarried to someone else and she had children and now she's coming claiming her ksuba from the first husband on account of her being an islandess, we tell her, better off keeping your mouth shut. And then in Mishnah Tess, we said, if someone sells himself and his children to a guy, we're not poed to him, but if his children, if he dies, we will be poed to the children after he dies. If a guy sells his field to a guy, so he has to pay an exorbitant sum of money to get the fruits, the first fruits, in order to be able to bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the fifth parak of Maseches Gittin.